This is WLVR News. Pennsylvania legalized casino gaming 15 years ago, but a proposal that could see new video gambling machines in businesses throughout the state is making its way through Harrisburg. WLVR's Hayden Mittman recently spoke with Angela Columbus, a reporter for Spotlight PA, an independent nonpartisan newsroom covering state government, to find out how this legislation might expand gambling in the state.
Well, it would expand it rather greatly. What is being discussed right now is to add anywhere between 50,000 to 85,000 new video gambling machines in establishments across the state. These video gambling machines are called VGTs for short, and basically they're like slots machines. And they exist now, but only at select truck stops across the state and only up to five terminals per truck stop. And what the bill would do now is actually put it in places like bars, social clubs, taverns, and even like golf club clubhouses.
So your article really looked at access and how politics is played in Harrisburg. Can you talk to me about the relationship here between the gambling machines and State Senator Joseph Scarnati?
Yes. So our story looked at fundraising that took place in the months before this issue now is being discussed. And what we found looking at both campaign finance reports and some receipts related to expenditures, we found that there was a very big fundraiser that was thrown late last year in Las Vegas on behalf of the Senate President Joe Scarnati. The fundraiser was kind of organized and thrown by a lobbyist for one of these VGT companies that stands to profit from the expansion of VGTs in Pennsylvania. And the fundraiser was pretty elaborate. It had rounds of golf. It had several other lavish dinners. And soon after that, one of the companies that helped put on the fundraiser, again, a VGT company, ended up giving pretty generous campaign donations within the last few weeks to Senator Scarnati's campaign. And then suddenly we see this issue of expanding VGTs cropping up very suddenly as the legislature is preparing to really go home for the summer. And even as the legislature has kind of agreed not to take on really big financial issues until the fall. So the timing of it is really interesting and raises a lot of questions.
Have you gotten a response from the senator from your article?
No, his response was that until there is an actual bill in written form, that he's not going to comment on it. And he has avoided returning our phone calls and emails seeking comment.
Can you talk about what benefit might this have for Pennsylvania? Where would funds raised by these VGTs go?
That too is an issue under consideration right now. There is quite a bit of discussion about having additional revenue go into the general fund, which is basically this Pennsylvania's main bank account, at least initially, and then potentially down the road, having those revenues go towards property tax relief for seniors. A lot of slots revenue in Pennsylvania historically has gone towards property tax relief, but there is some sense that some of this money, at least initially, should help the state kind of weather these very difficult financial times that have been brought on by the coronavirus.
The last thing I really wanted to ask was what about current businesses in operation that focus on gambling, casinos? What kind of response have they had to this proposal? It seems like this would bring gambling outside of casino walls.
Yes, casinos have been dead set against it. They have written a letter to legislative leaders basically saying that this will decimate our income and in turn the revenue that gets remitted to the state, and that you're cannibalizing revenues that are being raised through gambling. However, you also have bars and taverns who were particularly, as you know, hurt by the shutdown order during the coronavirus, who really want to see this. They believe their small businesses will benefit in additional revenue and could potentially mean the difference between bankruptcy for them and remaining open.
Well, Angela, it's a fascinating story, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to break it down for us today.
That was WLVR's Hayden Mittman speaking with reporter Angela Columbus of Spotlight PA. To learn more, visit spotlightpa.org.